past 8 a.m, which is about that time of week where we take a look at the Dictionary of Sydney, delving into the history of this absolutely fascinating city that we do live in. From the Dictionary of Sydney now, Nicole Karma joins me in the studio. Nicole, how are you going?
I'm going really well, thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. So what are we chatting about this week?
The Shaftesbury Reformatory.
Oh.
And that was in Vaucluse. And, you know, when people think of Vaucluse, it's a pretty fancy place, isn't it? But it actually had a reformatory.
Wow.
And I'm not sure if you're aware, Tess, but actually the Shaftesbury Reformatory, which opened in 1880 on New South Head Road in Vaucluse, actually replaced the Bellola Reformatory, industrial school for girls, which was on Cockatoo Island. And I don't know, have you ever been to Cockatoo Island? It's a pretty extraordinary place.
Yeah, I went when I was a kid, but I haven't been since.
To go. And it has such an extraordinary history. And, you know, that institution was quite, shall we say, notorious? quite a problematic institution. And that was closed. And so Shaftesbury actually replaced it. And so the idea behind the function of these places was really to house juveniles who had been convicted of criminal offences instead of just kind of sending them off to prison. Makes sense, right? And so Shaftesbury actually included kind of a series of cottages, three solitary cells, and was surrounded by high fences.
Oh, wow.
So prison-like, shall we say, but not quite. And it usually housed up to, I think it was 20 girls for 1 to 5 years.
Whoa.
And they would learn all sorts of things. It's just depending on the severity of their offence. And they were taught different things like domestic duties, things like that. So it was a school in a sense. And the idea was to reform their behaviour so they wouldn't kind of be repeat offenders. And so the girls were actually sent there for a variety of offences and for a kind of varying lengths of time. And the Dictionary of Sydney's contributor, Kim Hanna, who wrote this article, fascinating article about it, actually goes through a couple of those, shall we call them inmates or residents?
Residents, yes.
And one was 14-year-old Emily Miller, who was sentenced to 14 days in 1882 for stealing a diamond ring from her master. That seems pretty light on, 14 days
14
for a diamond ring. I don't know.
Yeah, that was when you said 14 days, I was like, okay, so this is going to be for something petty.
Yeah, but, you know, a diamond ring,
yeah,
okay.
That's pretty severe.
Maybe we shouldn't judge.
Okay.
But also Alice Bambaliski was sentenced to 2 years in 1890 for stealing 25 pounds from the Cogra post office.
Okay.
That's quite a bit of money for that time.
Yeah.
And also Annie Andrews, aged 15, was sentenced to 2 years and 4 months in 1897 for being, quote, an idle and disorderly person. So again, the idea is to reform their behaviour and kind of so that they're more socially acceptable individuals in society. But also the reformatory was not without its kind of dramatic moments, shall we say. And one Sydney historian and journalist, her name was Mary Salmon, she actually described it in the Evening News newspaper, how, and this is a quote, "Rioting occasionally took place, and the institution was once set alight."
Oh, I mean, like, I'm surprised, but I'm also not surprised.
That's right. You kind of, it's still, you know, it was an institution where these girls, for whatever reason, were sent to and kind of had, it was still a prison in a sense. And, you know, the matron was also quoted as saying, pretty extraordinary quote, "I have found a great improvement since the first year I took over the institution, where I used up 36 yards of cane a term. I can now easily manage just 12.
Oh,
so
yikes.
She measured the success of the institution in how much kind of yards of cane she used to whip the girls. So an interesting kind of idea of what the conditions were like at the reformatory. And so the reformatory actually closed in 1904, and it was briefly used as a home for babies and mothers before it became the Shaftesbury Inebriate Institution for Men in 1915. So it was for individuals struggling with alcoholism. And a female section was also opened up the following year. And the institution also actually allowed people to voluntarily check themselves in for a fee. And residents could also work to keep their minds occupied and so that they wouldn't stray into what, and this is a quote, into that craving that takes possession of the inebriate.
Oh, okay.
So obviously, you know, the idea is it's got that kind of reform agenda. And so the institution then closed in 1929 and the building was demolished the following year. And it's now it kind of houses a, shall we say, upmarket retirement village kind of aged care facility.
Vaucluse
so,
type.
Yes, yeah. Of that type. So pretty kind of fascinating part of our history that people may not have heard of, Shaftesbury Reformatory.
Yeah, that's really cool. I mean, you get the mental image of, you know, as you mentioned before, Vaucluse, it's like, oh, yes, this is, you know, it's a beautiful part of Sydney, very much potentially upper class. But no, that's really cool.
Pretty fascinating, colourful.
Colourful.
In our past.
I love that. Well, where can people find out more?
DictionaryofSydney.org.
Thanks so much for that, Nicole.
Thank you.
Nicole Karma there with Dictionary of Sydney. We'll pop the link, of course, up in the podcast. You can find that at 2SER.com.